Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
D-O, I spelled it D-U-E, and got the wrath of grammar people, the word people, all over me. And it was my faux pas. It is D-O. It since has been changed. But again, it's probably the first mistake I've made since yesterday. And then one before that and one before that.
Don't the copy editors need to catch that one, Ron?
Well, it got through, but I blame them when they change stuff wrong. I blame me when something gets in wrong that they miss. It's on me. So I felt ruined my night when I heard about it last night.
Now, were people rude in correcting?
No, they just said you're not very smart. And I guess if that's rude, or the headline on my column was about stupidity abounds in sports again, and it was about the Chickalo story and the Taubman story in Houston. And someone writes to me, "You talk about stupidity. Look in the mirror." You know, so I deserved it.
I don't know that you deserved all that.
I deserved it.
It easily could have been spell checked, by the way.
It was easily changed. It could have been changed, but I didn't. I mean, I did change it, but the error's on me. Other than that, I'm doing great.
A little self-compassion goes a long way, Ron.
I have no self-compassion.
None?
I beat myself up.
Yeah.
I do. As
perfectionist,
you well know,
from a young age?
I try to be, but what's Mike Tomlin said? We always strive for perfection, fully realizing we'll never get there, but that doesn't keep us from striving, right?
Well, the Penguins strived, or is it strove, last night, Ron? I don't know that one either, so they could rip me for that, too. That game was strange to watch. It was mildly entertaining. I thought it was played at a pretty fast pace, but it wasn't exactly, you know, fire wagon hockey, scoring chance after scoring chance. And I thought the story of the game from the Penguins side was one horrendous goal allowed and an inability to finish at the other end.
Yeah, the first goal that Murray bounced in off his back was bad. And he admitted it afterwards, took full responsibility, said that was the play of the game. I don't know if it was a play of the game, but I always remember Mike Therrien telling me, you give up one bad goal, you got to score two to overcome it. And I'll never forget that, and that happened last night. I thought Bobrovsky was really good. I thought the few good chances the Penguins did have, he stood tall. I thought he was the difference in the game for me.
See, I thought it was more an inability. Aston Reese hits the post on an
net. Post is the goaltender's greatest friend, right? But you're right.
And Simone also had an open net, and the defenseman made, I thought, the save of the game. You know, you got to bury chances when you have them. And Simone winds up getting pulled off that line. I actually thought he played a really good game. He was among the more noticeable Penguins. But unfortunately, one of the reasons for that is not being able to convert. But you know what? I thought he played a really good game. He had an assist. He was part of a lot of plays that just didn't add up. But not all of that was his fault. In the end,
still, the bottom line is he doesn't finish.
No, he doesn't finish.
For whatever, you know, all the good things he does. And obviously, he does good things. Sullivan just seems to love him. You always joke that he's part owner of the franchise. But he's got to score once in a while. When he's playing with Crosby and Gensel, you have to finish once in a while, don't you?
Absolutely. And he's not the only one who's not finishing. And a couple of other names come up right now. One is Cahoon, who has no goals in 10 games. He had a glorious chance. You were right. Matt Murray said, hey, the game changed after I let in that goal. It really didn't right away.
Because they scored right back. Bluger scored right away.
And then Cahoon had a chance, too. And failed to convert, and he also failed on a really good chance. I think it was in the third period. No goals in 10 games isn't going to get it done. And I thought that Tanev, for everything that he's done this season for them, I thought he had his worst game, actually, as a Penguin. And he's going to need to chip in, I think, a little bit more.
He was a minus two last night.
And the other story of the game was a turnover in the worst possible spot. or one of them anyway, right inside your own blue line. And that was a breakout where Tanev seemed to try to kick it back to Bluger as Bluger was racing out of the zone. And it was just an ill-conceived play. And there's the puck line there. And 2 seconds later, it's in your net. Now, you're allowed to make the save on that. But 2 seconds later, it's in your net. And that's the type of thing they haven't been doing a lot of, or weren't doing a lot of, during that four-game winning streak, Ron. And now you're looking at a rested Tampa Bay team. Hadn't been playing well at all, but they're rested and they're at home and they're really good. And you're going with your backup goalie. I don't like the Penguins' chances tonight either, do you?
Yeah, no. I mean, at least not on paper. Another guy's really struggling, and I guess he took the game hard last night, was Zach Aston-Reese.
Yeah.
Had another open that he has not been able to finish either. Now, you know, you expect Simone playing with the top line to do better, but Reese, as Aston-Reese, it seemed like from everything I read, took it really hard last night.
He did, and he also had a couple chances to clear before what was the game-deciding goal, and then he missed an open net. He had a rough night the other night,
tough
too.
Tough night. John Marino was a minus three last night.
Yeah, I thought that was kind of fluky to me. I actually thought him and Letang were pretty good together. You know, like
for example,
the play where Tanev and Bluger combined for a turnover, it's back in your net, and Marino and Letang both get a minus on that play. You know what I mean? Now,
Right. Could
they have done more? Probably they could have done more to prevent that goal, even as the play is coming back at them. But I kind of like the way Marino played. I don't know, to me at least, that wasn't indicative of the way that he played. Him and Letang are very interesting together.
Well, with Dumoulin out, they're going to get a shot together, right?
Yeah, and that's a tough injury, you know? It's one thing to be able to handle the forward injuries, and then all of a sudden Dumoulin's out, and he's a hugely important player. There was another thing that happened in that game, Ron, that I want to talk to you about next, and it involves replay. Replay in sports. Yes, Ron. We're coming back to that. But overall, it seemed like Sully was okay with the effort.
I was
okay with the effort.
He was pleased again. This is two nights in a row that he felt like maybe they deserved better results. I saw his post-game press conference and said he liked the way his guys competed. And, you know, obviously the first goal was just bad.
Do you think they deserve better results? I don't necessarily
believe
that.
I thought they played really well against Fleury Saturday night. And I thought you could have argued they deserved better, but Fleury just – basically stole that game. Last night, not as much, but he goes, that first goal was a killer. He goes, it's a nothing play that ends up in their net. And Murray said the same thing, but they still had chances afterwards.
And they still tied it. I mean, to me, that goal, like you said, you need two to make up for that.
And they got one
I hear that. It was an even game, virtually, but finishing is in many ways the name of the game. You know, how many times in that Capitals series a couple of years ago, the second one the Penguins won on their way to the second cup, did we talk about finishing as the most important stat of all? They were getting outplayed up and down the ice, but they finished. Gensel and Sid and everybody else, that's a gigantic part of the game.
That's how you win, right?
And it just
You know what almost
for
winning is, don't you?
Yep.
Losing.
Now, I know Sully would say, with a certain degree of accuracy, that if we play that way all the time,
we'll win more than we'll lose.
But only if you finish. And I'm starting to wonder about some guys. Cahoon tops that list right now. Simone on the top line. You mentioned Tanev, one goal in 10 games. Guys got to be able to convert once in a while. Ron, there was a play I want to talk about related to replay. And we're going to talk about it next on Cook and Joe.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.